I'm Olivia Allen Price. This is Bay Curious. One thing I love about living here is the food. The Bay Area is the birthplace of so many iconic dishes and drinks, some of which we've talked about on this show before. Sourdough bread, It's It ice cream sandwiches, and my personal favorite, Irish coffee. Many were consumed in the making of that episode. But to be honest, that's only scratching the surface on the topic. One of our listeners wants to know more.
My name is Brent Silver, and I live in San Francisco. Like a lot of people who live in the city, I enjoy food. I guess I'm a basic foodie.
Brent's lived here for 15 years and has heard people claim all sorts of different foods are from here.
I was curious to know which foods originated in San Francisco.
This is one question with many answers. So we're starting a new series called Golden State Plate to learn the true stories behind our iconic foods. We're doing it in partnership with our friends at the California Report magazine. Now, Brent didn't come asking this question without a few foods in mind.
I was watching one of those Food Network TV shows, and they were talking about Green Goddess salad dressing. And it was like this vibrant green dressing that you would put on salad or chicken or meats of different kinds. What is Green Goddess salad dressing, and is it from San Francisco?
Today, we serve up Chapter 1 of Golden State Plate, the origin of Green Goddess dressing. For a taste of the history behind Green Goddess dressing, the California Report's Sasha Coca showed up at the Palace Hotel in downtown San Francisco.
Thank you. So now we're inside the garden court of the Palace Hotel, which is basically like a huge room under a giant skylight. It's got chandeliers hanging from the ceiling, ornate decorations on the walls, these pillars with golden swirls holding up the walls of the room. And this restaurant here was the birthplace of a pretty famous California recipe, Green Goddess dressing.
Then you got your mustard.
So the chef's name is Juan Rojas, and he's called the executive banquet chef of the Palace Hotel. We're in the kitchen, and he's throwing a whole lot of stuff into a blender. He's got ice, he's got pasteurized eggs, whole grain mustard, shallots, capers.
A lot of green.
And then there's also chives, spinach, fresh tarragon, vinaigrette, chopped parsley, salt and pepper, some olive oil, and a little lemon juice.
That's it. That's how you make your Green Goddess vinaigrette.
So this recipe is really a far cry from the original one that they invented in this kitchen about 100 years ago. That one was heavy on the mayo and the sour cream, and they served it on a canned artichoke, which was considered very luxurious in those days. Today, I'm having lunch with Renee Roberts. She's worked at this hotel for a long time, both in and out of the kitchen.
I mean, if you wear a green dress to work, everybody's calling you the Green Goddess. It's just kind of a thing around here.
And Laura Borman, who's a food writer, her new book is called Iconic San Francisco Dishes, Drinks, and Desserts. So as you can imagine, she knows a lot about the history of California culinary inventions.
It makes you feel sort of automatically connected to that history, I find. You know, my imagination runs wild when I have the famous salad, and I think about all of the other people who've sat at these tables and done the same thing.
This is a very fancy hotel, and back in the day, a lot of well-known and very wealthy people used to stay here, including an opera star named Luisa Tetrazzini. The hotel claims to have invented Turkey Tetrazzini, named after her. And Green Goddess dressing was inspired by another famous guest, an actor named George Arliss. He was the lead actor in this 1920s play called The Green Goddess. And while he was staying at the Palace Hotel for a performance, they decided to throw a banquet for him.
And our chef at the time, Philippe Romer, created the special dressing to be served on the starter salad. And the rest, literally, is history. I mean, the fact that we're still talking about this over 100 years later is pretty impressive.
We can't ignore how there's something really enchanting about the phrase, the Green Goddess.
So the name Green Goddess from the movie actually comes from what? There was a goddess character?
I think there was a green idol kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
That's about as much as I know. It's a complicated storyline.
Yeah, it's complicated. After the play finished, there were two film versions of the Green Goddess. And in them, this British white guy, George Arliss, starred as an Indian Maharaja.
Does your highness speak English?
Oh, yes, a little.
All the other actors were white, too, and they portrayed some Indians as savages. They had them, like, running around in afros, waving swords. And the Green Goddess was basically a made-up deity in a bad Hollywood version of a Hindu temple. This is what the famous California salad dressing is named after. Kind of a blow to me because I love this dressing and I grew up buying it at the health food store, thinking about it like hippie salad dressing to like put on a salad with sunflower seeds and carrots. But my family's Hindu. My dad is from India. Sometimes digging into California food history isn't so savory. But Green Goddess, it's a California classic. Because of the things that make it so Californian, the fresh herbs, the obsession with Hollywood celebrity. I'm still trying to work through the fact that something so seemingly innocent as salad dressing can carry baggage. But then our salads arrive, and I'm faced with this big mountain of fresh crab on a bed of shaved zucchini on one side of the plate, some greens on the other side of the plate, and this gravy boat full of electric green dressing.
This is your Green Goddess dressing.
Thank you.
A little bit.
Despite the problematic name, the dressing is really good.
It's so clean and bright. The flavors of all that herb, and it's so herbaceous and wonderful. I love it. It's so California.
It really
so
is. California.
Now, you don't need to spend $40 on a salad at the Palace Hotel to try Green Goddess dressing. You can find it pretty much anywhere, at any supermarket, or make it yourself. We've got the recipe at baycurious.org. Thanks to Brent Silver for asking today's food question. We'll be back over the next few months with more from the Golden State Plate series. You can also subscribe to the California Report magazine podcast. There, you'll hear origin stories from foods from all over the state, not just the Bay Area. Definitely give them a listen. We've got an event coming up that I'm really excited about. On November 1st, we're going on a ghost tour all around Pacific Heights in San Francisco. It's going to be part local history and part scary stuff, and everyone's invited. You can get tickets and more information at baycurious.org. I'm Olivia Allen Price. And can you say Bay Curious is made in San Francisco at KQED?
Bay Curious is made in San Francisco at KQED.
Oh, that was very good.